All right, second hour, Clay and Buck, that's going right now. And I want to tell you a story from New York City, courtesy of the New York Post. You know, no doubt, because we've talked to you about it many times here on the show, that there's a huge problem of migrants in New York. And they are breaking city budgets. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. The flow at the border hasn't stopped. You notice you don't hear much about that these days. But it's not like they've gotten under control. It still continues as is. I'd have to say this is only going to get worse in the months ahead, likely. And the budgetary shortfalls are going to become more acute. And there are real costs that are going to be paid for, not just by the taxpayers in general terms in places like New York, but in very specific, as in fire department, police, education. Hundreds of millions of dollars are going to be coming out of those budgets in New York City. It's already happening. And that's where we get to Derek Floyd. Derek Floyd, and I credit the New York Post for doing this reporting, suffered a cardiac arrest and passed away about a little over 10 days ago. Now, it was just a few months after he was fired, Clay. The city of New York fired him from his firefighter job. And he had also served, I believe, three tours, combat tours with the Marines in the Middle East. And he had already had one cardiac issue after, you know, remember, he served three tours of the Marines. I'm sure, you know, heaven knows what kind of stresses and challenges he was under during that. Comes back, firefighter. The guy, you can see, there's photos of him. He's in very good shape. He looks like a Marine. He's in very good shape. And he had some kind of a heart issue. And while he was waiting to get cleared for active firefighter duty again, they fired him because the city of New York has decided to slash $132 million from the NYPD budget, $74 million from the FDNY, the fire department's budget, $547 million from the Department of Education budget, sanitation, picking up your trash and stuff in New York, $32 million. So these cuts are directly because of, and the city's been clear about this, migrants, housing them, feeding them, medical care for them, you know, everything that they need being provided by the taxpayer. So your fire, your education, your cops being cut. This firefighter, Clay, is cut loose under these budgetary changes, under the slashing of the budget here. And I'm sure this adds to, you know, the stress and the issues that he's under. He dies of a heart attack. He no longer has any FDNY life insurance policy for his family. His family is being quoted in this New York Post article as saying, we can't pay our bills now. We're under mountains of debt. And now I don't have a husband. I don't have a provider. And this is so we can have illegals living in cities by the hundreds of thousands across the country, millions overall across America. And I think people are starting to recognize this is not going to go away and that this is what's happened, that your cops, your firemen, some of them are going to get thrown under the bus so that we can pay for people that break our laws and come here illegally.
This also, to me, is reflective of sort of the doom spiral that many of these big cities are in danger of facing. Last week, I believed we played the clip of the woman screaming at New York City Mayor Eric Adams on the airplane. And she was screaming that there's too many homeless people, that he's not doing enough to support Gaza, that there isn't enough money being spent on schools, and that basically he never is doing his job as mayor. And she had a long litany of complaints as she cursed at him. But ultimately, and this is my concern for the nation as a whole as well, to be clear, the difference is we can just print money as much as we want, it appears, in the national debt, which is now over $35 trillion. But a lot of these state and cities are required to have balanced budgets. And if this is just a simple math equation, if the revenue that you are producing is declining, then the amount of money you have to spend on city services is going to decline as well. And if the money you're spending on illegal immigrants is skyrocketing, which it is, that's going to undercut what you can spend on actual citizens. It's just a basic math equation. And when you look at New York City, when you look at Washington, D.C., when you look at Chicago, when you look at L.A., San Francisco, a lot of these places have unsustainable budgets. And the budgets were in trouble before COVID. They got papered over because, again, the federal government just printed money and sent it all off. And remember, this is what they're looking for. They want the federal government to bail them out because there is no restriction on the federal government's ability to borrow money. So they can send it all to the United States government, can send it all to the cities. That's your and mine taxpayer dollars, and they can pay for all these things in the city. Problem is, at some point, the gravy train runs out. And it feels like the gravy train is in trouble, and now New York City and all these other cities are having to cut back, and this is the consequences. And in the doom spiral would be, as you cut back on services, everything accelerates and gets that much worse. And it feels like that's what's starting to happen in a lot of these cities. Because the most educated wealthy are deciding to bail, which is diminishing the overall amount of tax dollars that are being produced. This is a big issue. Not talked about enough.
And when you talk about things like cutting fire and sanitation and police in cities where there's already major, I mean, sanitation problems in New York, this is a true thing. The rat infestation of New York City is like worse than it has been in a very long time. I think they even appointed a rat czar, somebody in the city government who's supposed to just figure out how to lessen the rat population. Trash on the streets, the pickup of trash on the streets. These are the sort of things that people think they are paying taxes for. They don't think they are paying taxes so that there can be culturally sensitive meals given to people who get to then live in hotels and play our system and play us for fools by coming into the country illegally and refusing to, as their first act on U.S. soil, obey the laws of this country. And, you know, it's so interesting to me, Clay. I mentioned it because it's just the brazenness of that that piece in the New York Times about how important it is to enforce this like business law of that for Trump, you know, enforcing the transparency.
Oh yeah, the bookkeeping error and misdemeanor. Yeah.
The brazenness of that claim that somehow this is in the interest of justice, while simultaneously there are people in the country who people will say, I understand the game they play. They're waiting on their hearings. They're not going to show up at their hearings. They lied to get the hearings in the first place. Over 90% of them will not qualify for asylum. They know they won't qualify for asylum. They are playing the system. They are treating us all like fools. And so the law isn't really the law. We know that much for sure. And even to the point where they will avoid helping these sanctuary jurisdictions, which New York is certainly one, they will avoid helping federal authorities in the enforcement of immigration laws. You know what I mean? That they'll say, oh, no, we can't. If you have a detainer request for somebody, so someone who commits an additional crime to their illegal status here, New York says, oh, no, we got to let them out as quickly as possible. God forbid the federal government gets their hands on this person and follows through with the law. So this degrades our whole system in very serious ways. And I think that there are longstanding consequences of it from a legal and financial perspective, but also what really is a country? I mean, at some point you have to ask that. If a country is a place where you can come and go as you please, not obey the laws, and you're just as American if you arrived, you know, yesterday illegally as anybody else who's lived here their whole lives and paid taxes and maybe served in the armed forces, is this really a good deal for the people who are already here? You know, I think that these are all reasons why the Biden administration is continuing to plummet and why there's such a recognition of the failures, because we're finally seeing all the lies we're told about immigration, to illegal immigration. All the lies we're told about how, oh, they're more law abiding and all they do is add to the economy. That's absurd. All they do is add to the economy. In fact, most people, if they were illegals in the country, are going to be so low on the wage scale, they wouldn't even pay taxes if they could. They would just get handouts from the rest of the tax base anyway.
Where does all this go? Is that we got another poll out that has Trump up 5. I still think that your reference to the problems in New York City, the boldest claim that has been made by a guest in 3 years on this show was Mark Simone on Friday saying Trump would win New York. If he ends up being correct, he should get to have like a ticker tape parade in some way that we throw for him on the show, because it is an incredible prediction. But it will be because of stories like these. It will be because of the same sort of frustration that led to Rudy Giuliani getting elected. There is just a sense that things are going so badly that there is a demand that there be some sanity. And that sanity would lead to an earth-shattering result. Because I was thinking about that interview after we talked with him on Friday. These are the kinds of stories that are carrying the day. And it's also the kind of stories. I looked up the betting odds on the Trump trial that you just referenced in New York City. There's a 20% chance, according to that Trump's not convicted, which I thought was fairly substantial. I mean, he should be a big favorite, I think, to get convicted. But I think people are looking at it and saying, wait a minute, a lot of these details don't add up. Maybe there's one or two people on the jury that would look at this and be persuadable. And if that's true, can you imagine the black eye that all this lawfare would have? The only trial that goes to a jury before the election, and Trump beat the charges, didn't get convicted.
It actually goes with what we've seen so far, which is constant absurd overreach and abuse of the law. The fact that the Supreme Court by 9-0, okay, Sotomayor had to be like, guys, get a grip. You can't remove him from your state ballot because you feel like it. The Supreme Court 9-0 is as big of a rebuke as you could possibly have in the world of law and constitution. And there are all these people. We saw them on CNN, MSNBC. Oh, this is righteous. Oh, this is totally within the law. He can be kicked off of any state because of the insurrection. These people are absurd.
Not only that, have you seen the backpedaling going on with the Trump has immunity due to his presidential office? That was ridiculed for over a year on MSNBC and CNN. Oh, this idea that Trump would have any kind of privilege based on the office that he held to be able to argue that that was in his official duties. And then they heard 3 hours of questioning and they said, oh, wait, he's going to win this case on presidential, not full immunity, probably, although he could. But the idea that much of this was cloaked within the penumbra of the powers that exist and extend to the presidency, I think was pretty universally demonstrated, and it might even be 6-3. Maybe they'll even get one of the liberals to agree. There's a lot of backpedaling going on, and I think that's why you're seeing, in retrospect, the Trump presidency viewed in a nostalgic way, where people actually wish that Trump were still president.
We'll take some of your calls, 800-282-2882. You know, as we get older, men's bodies lose a vital source of energy. It's nature at work. And our bodies produce diminished amounts of testosterone. So if you find yourself lagging in the afternoon or evening, that's why. You can try a lot of things to compensate for this, but at the end of the day, biochemistry is biochemistry. And you want something that can really help you. Try this set of supplements from Chalk. Chalk's Male Vitality Stack is formulated with natural ingredients specifically sourced to fuel your body with energy and stamina. The leading ingredient in Chalk's Male Vitality Stack has been proven to replenish diminished amounts of testosterone in a guy's body up to 20% in just 3 months' time. Make it a part of your daily regimen. You're going to love that sense of improved energy, focus, and drive. Right now, Chalk is offering a supercharged spring sale on any subscription for life. Visit Chalk.com. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code to unlock this offer. Chalk, Chalk.com, and use that promo code, Buck.
Truth after truth, you can handle the truth. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck. Sponsored by Preborn.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible, and who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in. We may have a new record being set for opinions rolling in on Kristi Noem taking down a dog. I mean, it is just an absolute deluge.
Shooting it, 14-month-old dog. Shooting it, yes.
Absolute deluge of responses. Tons of you want to weigh in on the phone as well.
And, we got more emails the last 30 minutes than we have in a long time.
Yes. Pam in California, what do you think?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for all you do. My opinion on this is that, first of all, Trump's an idiot if he nominates this woman. And I think, I don't know what term she's in terms of her governorship, but I think she's just lost that as well. Little bit of credentials. I am a puppy flight nanny, which means I take dogs from breeders to new homes. And oftentimes the dogs are misbehaved. You don't take them out and shoot them. The other point that I have with this is that this is the kind of behavior that is hurting women and our society. When you have someone like Kristi Noem who brags about going out and killing an animal, no guy wants to sleep, have sex with that pseudo alpha female. That's my point.
Thank you for the call. I don't know if I would take the next step. I do think, and this is what I said, and we'll take some more of your calls, but I to me, this just is disqualifying.
Just to be clear, you take the political, this is a political mis-
it's, yes.
The fact that we're even talking about this, and Vernon's like, why are you talking about this? It's a huge
monster. It's
weekend.
A
People
monster story. Yes.
She was probably going to be the VP before. And if you look at what's going on, she is not the vice president of the United States, and she is not going to be the VP now based on the numbers. Maybe that changes, but. So that's a
yeah,
big
now Glenn in Houston's fired up. He doesn't think we should be talking about this at all. Glenn, you've called in to say we shouldn't be talking about it.
This is Glenn in Houston, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, I was actually shocked. I've never called into a radio show. I listen to you guys every day, but I can't believe this is even a topic. And I'm making some assumptions here. I assume Kristi grew up on a ranch or a farm. Is that correct?
I don't think that's an assumption. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's different from having, you know, being a suburban house with cats and dogs and all that, they're protecting their livestock. Livestock could include cows, pigs, chickens. And
okay, Glenn, let me just slow you down for a sec. Yes, there are lots of people who are ranchers and live on farms that are voters, but you understand that lots of people out there, the thing that they love the most other than their kids and their families are their pets, their dogs and cats. So if you were trying to represent 330 million people, many of whom have family dogs that they consider basically to be family members, bragging in your autobiography that you're more trustworthy because you're willing to shoot a puppy strikes many of those people as a decision that doesn't make them like you more.
No, I understand that. And, I mean, I'm not use the term bragging. I'm not sure it's bragging. Or
no, she did. She went further and said these are the kind of tough decisions that people make. I mean, it's meant to be part of her story of why she should be vice president and maybe president.
Let me ask you this. It's a tough decision, which means it wasn't easy for her to do so. I wanted to give an example from the farming, ranching perspective.
Well, hold on, you can finish your point because we have to go to a break right here. I do want somebody to be able to defend Kristi Noem, and maybe there's a lot of you out there that are like, you know what?
Some people think it's just fine, so there you go.
This makes me more likely to vote for her. I wish we had more dog killers in office. I got to tell you, MyPillow right now has an incredible offer for all of you, and it will definitely make you save a bundle. Right now, they've got an offer. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the code Clay and Buck. They have a $25 extravaganza sale underway. First of its kind, if you've been waiting to buy one or more of the MyPillow items, now's the time. Using Giza cotton, you can get all sorts of new sheets. You can also get incredible sandals. Get hooked up now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square for a $25 deal. You'll get free shipping on orders over $75. Use the promo code Clay and Buck to access it today. Welcome back.
All right, welcome back.
I got all fired up there.
It's all good. We're getting right to it. We got a caller. What is it? Glenn in Houston. Is that right? Go ahead.
Glenn in Houston, yes. I can't remember where we left off.
Get right to your point because we've got every phone line lit up and we've got hundreds of emails pouring in.
Getting back to the dog. I'm surprised that this is even a topic of conversation. It seems so minimal. It's not like she said, I got an abortion 10
Glenn,
years ago.
Okay, let me pause
Glenn,
here.
Glenn, why would you say that when we have every single phone line lit and hundreds and hundreds of emails pouring in of people fighting over the issue that may change the trajectory of the presidential race and the VP slot? Like, that seems like a topic to me, no?
I would also ask Glenn, how many other times have you called the show?
No, I mean, but my last point, I think I may have already said it before. I've never been on radio before, but is that if that dog happened to be a coyote the same age, you would have killed the coyote. And she's protecting her livestock, and she's making...
First of all, it wasn't her livestock. It was the neighbor. It was the neighbor's livestock.
But a coyote is a wild animal that is trying to kill. Yeah, like she would have also probably shot a wolf.
Admittedly, she made it. She made a tactical error. And
that's for sure.
I agree with that.
Glenn, thank you for the call. I mean, my thing on Glenn is, and I don't think he answered, but I always love, I've been talking about this for a long time, Buck, topic guy. Like, literally, this is a topic that everybody is discussing. But Glenn himself took the time to call into the show to weigh in and said, I don't understand what this topic. So here, I will build on what Glenn said there. All of us make choices in our life every single day that are both good and bad. And when you are arguing, I deserve one of the highest offices in the land. The way that you choose to tell your story tells us a lot about you. What I cannot get past, and we're going to continue to take calls, is to me, this is disqualifying for not only her, but all of her advisors. If you're trying to represent the United States in the second biggest office in the entire country, to be careful as well, Buck, with a president who potentially will be 78 years old going into his 80s, in the same way that who Biden has chosen as his VP matters a great deal, who Trump picks will too. You already have all of the drama and the attacks that come against Trump. Why make yourself to decide to feature I'm willing to make hard decisions. Let me tell you about the time I shot a puppy. That's not that. It feels like a made up story that you would come up with if you were trying to destroy a political career.
If we're getting well, you have to remember, too, we want swing voters. For the people that are writing in and saying, if you lived on a ranch, you would feel differently. Actually, I know ranchers and a bunch of them have already weighed in on this one. And a bunch of hunters I know have already. People were texting them for a topic nobody cares about. I was getting more text messages from people this weekend about this than anything I can think of in weeks. So, and this notion that, oh, well, if you live on a ranch, you would think differently. I know ranchers. I actually grew up in a family that hunted. I had a bow hunting license when I was 11 years old. Like, we could talk about this all day if we want, in terms of the different perspectives that are brought to bear on this. The political malpractice is obvious. And I don't think anyone's really arguing on that one. And, you know, the ethics of this are a little bit more interesting, I think, to some people as a topic of, or I should say a little bit more of, an open territory than some of these other things. But to me, I don't know. I understand, like, we live in a world where some animals are food and some animals are companions, but it would be weird if somebody ate their companion, right? We would understand that would be weird. So we do make these distinctions all the time. It's not like,
I just finished
my beloved golden retriever. It's just an animal. So I'm just going to eat it because I'm having, you know, times are tough right now. I don't know.
Do you remember, Buck, the book Endurance that you told me to read about Shackleton and like
they ate the dogs when they were literally starving to death before they kept the dogs alive as long as they humanly could without dying.
And when you read that, it is and I just finished a book called The Wager where they got stuck on an island.
You just read that separately? Yeah. I just read that. Great book.
Well, they have there's a spoiler alert, a dog story in there too, as they are struggling to be able to survive. Things are so bad that they kill a dog. When and that hits you even as you're reading, you're like, my goodness, this is such a devastating position that they found themselves in, that they had to kill a dog in order to survive, and it's like a very difficult thing to contemplate. I mean, telling you off
in the worst case scenario, sometimes this happened when that soccer team went down to the Andes.
Yeah,
people have eaten each other.
Yes,
okay. Which, you know, we don't endorse cannibalism. Obviously, it's very bad. Although Fine Young Cannibals, very good song we talked about last week. Separate and Joe Biden's grandfather.
Joe Biden, yes,
not actually eaten by cannibals. Was his grandfather or uncle?
His uncle Boozy, if I remember correctly. Ambrose. Yeah. I was just saying off air. Bill Clinton, obviously the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Bill Clinton didn't write in his book, hey, the Monica Lewinsky scandal was a great example of why I should be trusted to be president of the United States. What you decide to feature as your life story tells us a lot about how you see yourself. And yes, you're right. There are a lot of ranchers out there. There's a lot of people who live on rural farmland. You know who, and maybe they respond differently to this. You know, the suburban moms of Philadelphia and the suburban moms of Atlanta, they're not making livestock decisions about what to do with dogs. They've got a family dog, and they're not going to like Christy Noem more because of this, which is why I focus again. Yeah. It's not just Noem. It's all of her advisors. They're not ready for prime time to allow this to happen.
Jim in Pennsylvania, Jim's a hunter, wants to weigh in. What's up, Jim?
Real quick, born, raised, done all that on the farm, fished all my life. Military, 39 years a driver. I'm not easily shaken. I witnessed it about 25 years ago. We were hunting. 15-month-old lab wouldn't listen. The man turned around and shot and killed him. Why? Why? I've not spoken to him since. Neither did the other three that were hunting with us. I heard not long after the man went to prison for abuse of his spouse. So, you know, one thing leads to another. There's no
people who are vicious to animals become vicious to people. It's very constant throughout history. So I'm just saying.
A couple chickens, get real. And to the rest of the naysayers out there, the dog wasn't running deer. It wasn't out killing a bunch of livestock. It's a puppy who killed a couple chickens. Give me a break, all of you. Get a grip on yourselves. Relax. It was a puppy.
It's not. It's also not a danger. It's not a breed that's dangerous to people.
It's not large enough to take down large animals. It's a bird dog that went after chickens. It's being trained to chase birds. That was the whole point. So, Jim, I appreciate, you know, as a lifelong hunter and stuff, you get it. I mean, otherwise, I just feel like, all right, you know, well, when hunters are out there and they're hunting, if a dog's having a bad day, do you just decide, you know, I'm going to get a new one? And, you know, there's no connection. I mean, it's just at some point, this stuff just becomes monstrous. I don't know. I'm sort of shocked to hear some of the explanations of this. If somebody offered me $1 million in cash to shoot a dog that was looking at me with its puppy dog eyes because it was naughty, it wasn't doing good things, I would be furious at them for even making the offer. But this is just like no big deal because it's a ranch. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I know some people are very mad at me on this one. A little less mad at you because the politics of this is obvious. The politics of this is idiotic.
You can't be trusted to make good choices if this is how you decide you want to introduce yourself to America.
Bob in South Dakota, I got a feeling I know where this is going. What's up, Bob?
Hey, you guys. I really enjoy listening to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Being from South Dakota and having dogs, I got 4 black labs and I raise puppies and I train dogs. I'm a farmer. I'm a rancher. I've got cattle. I know what she's talking about by euthanizing an animal that's not really behaving or living up to your expectations. But the biggest question here is about her behavior in general about there's a carbon summit or Summit Carbon Solutions is putting a big old pipeline through this state. And she was all for property rights for farmers until all of a sudden this thing, Green New Deal, came through. And she basically enhanced her inaugural ball with the money they gave her, and now she's just turned completely around and she doesn't really care about the farmer. She's actually gone woke on us, and I don't think she'd find 2 farmers in the whole state unless they're getting paid by Summit Carbon Solutions to promote this pipeline. This pipeline is a 2-foot pipe that's going to be underground 4 feet, that's got 2,250 pounds of pressure. An average tire has 35 to 40. This thing is a bomb that they're going to put across the state, and she is all for it. She told the guy that they went on her land that she can't fight all our fights. Well, she's basically turned her back on every farmer, and I don't see why she wouldn't do it for every American. I don't know how she justifies everything she's done, but our own PUC or Public Utilities Commission voted 3-0 to stop it and never have it come across here. North Dakota, they're going to take this pipeline and they're going to take carbon dioxide from every ethanol plant there is that they can find, and they're going to centralize this into one pipe and take it to North Dakota and bury it 2 miles underground. They have no environmental impact statements on this. Zero. They don't have any safety regulations on this. Zero. And they're asking us farmers to sit around and wait for this to happen. So her little dog might have cost her a lot more than that. But right now we're all feeling like we're that Labrador sitting in the gravel pit waiting for the worst. I mean, and you
thanks,
can't
thanks for the call. Sorry. Thank you for listening. And I'm not an expert on the South Dakota politics on the issue that he's talking about. And I don't think most people are connected to that as to whether or not she can be vice president. I'm just telling you, a huge percentage of the American population now didn't have a strong opinion on Kristi Noem at all. And now they don't like her because of this dog story. That's the opposite of what a successful
dog really that hard. I mean, can you at least try to rehome a dog? It's not dangerous to people. Okay, this is nonsense. It's not a preza canario on the loose that's ripping people's throats out or something. You can't rehome the dog? You don't want to try? Take it to a gravel pit? That's the way to do it? No one else want a little 14-month-old dog? It's attacking livestock. Find one of these suburban moms we're talking about. They would love to have a little dog. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I am completely unconvinced by the emails and the arguments in support of this I've seen so far. Completely unconvinced.
The goal of being a politician is to get people to like you. I don't know why Kristi Noem would find the one thing that would guarantee that huge percentages of people would dislike her for and then stand behind it and say, this is evidence of why I can be trusted to make decisions that matter. To me, she killed her VIP chances completely with this story. I think she's done. I think her national political future is over. She might be able to win an election in South Dakota. Again, people have different regional opinions on this. I totally understand it. But when your goal as the VP is to be the person who connects with women for Donald Trump,
think of
and Trump scores higher.
That the opposition can run. For everyone who's saying, oh, but she grew up on a ranch. Think of the puppy killer ads that they're going to run in states that we need to win. And for everyone who says, oh, but people don't understand. Yeah, it sometimes it's about winning. It's actually not about, you know, well, maybe people should understand more.
And again, understand more on a complicated issue. Understand more on whether dogs should be shot if they misbehave. I think a lot of people are... I think a lot of people are lost there. Cyber scammers, creative breed. One of the newest moves out there is to get you to share your information with them without knowing. And that's by using fake news and emotional headlines in social posts. They want to get you to click on a bogus link that's malicious, which prompts you to enter login information. Next thing you know, boom, cybercrime, identity theft. They've affected our lives in a big way. Protecting your online identity can be easy with LifeLock. When you become a LifeLock member, systems immediately go to work detecting and alerting you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work with you to fix it. When you've been scammed, you want the help. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save 25% off your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Head to LifeLock.com. Use my promo code, Clay. For 25% off, that's 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
24 on new podcast from Clay and Buck, covering all things election. Episodes drop Sundays at noon Eastern. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives. And every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds helping to rescue five babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Deluge Dog Takes. We appreciate all of you VIPs.
We're going to change up topics. We're going to change it up. Don't worry.
My email is continuing to fly in as well. A couple of things as we get ready for the third hour of the show. Deadline approaching at Columbia. They are saying that the protesters have to leave by about 8 minutes from now. This is the latest deadline with the Columbia protesters. Crew in New York City, you guys are telling us that the NYPD is lined up and ready to go in and potentially arrest all of these tent the occupiers, which is a little bit of an irony here, right? That we're in a situation where people are protesting Israel occupying, according to them, land that does not belong to them by occupying land that does not belong to them on all of these college campuses. The irony there, I don't want to miss. But you know what I started off my day with, Buck? Laura's out of town right now, so I have to go get all three kids to school in the morning, which is a big, usually I'm responsible for one of the three. I had to get up really early for me, and I had to get my boys up and rolling and get them to school. And I did so powered by Crockett Coffee, which is the coffee that loves America. I'm drinking it right now. And I was thinking as I went to bed last night, knowing that I was going to have to get up early, I was thinking, well, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll get my K-Cup ration, and I will be drinking Crockett Coffee, and it'll help me get through the morning. So I know a lot of you out there have early mornings. I got up. I know you had an early morning job for a while, Buck. I used to get up at 4:20 every morning for my early morning radio show for about 5 or 6 years. And I can tell you that sometimes you're laying there in bed and you're like, man, I'm going to be dead tomorrow. Nice cup of coffee is a good way to start your day. I love Saturday and Sunday when it's a little more chill. I texted you. Get sit back, old man style, open up the newspaper, make myself a cup of coffee. Crockett Coffee is fabulous, and we're adding a light roast blend that will be up on the website soon. We have medium dark roast. We're going to be adding more products. A lot of you also, I believe, are working on an organic version. Believe yes. it or not, several people in have response, said we have to have an organic one, so we're trying to respond to the people.
We want people to be happy. CrockettCoffee.com. We want everyone to be happy.
Crockett All right, Coffee. We come back. .com. We've got a funny story, Buck. One of the a serious feud has continued. Rush weighed in on this feud in the past. Charles Barkley versus the city of San Antonio's women is, I think, one of the funniest battles out there. Barkley said that San Antonio has a lot of big women, and people are still fired up. This has happened before. Rush weighed in. We'll have some fun with that. We'll take more of your calls on Doggate.
Just whatever you want to talk about. We'll just see. Yes. What are people calling in on? Because we'll talk about other news.
And another poll was out from Harvard Harris, super favorable to Trump as well, plus the latest on his trial. And again, in a little over 5 minutes, the NYPD may be going in Columbia after these protesters. What happens? We'll break it all down for you. Final hour, Monday edition, back soon.